Iowa GOP House members will report a record fundraising quarter. By Jacob Bliss on April 7, 2021. Representative Ashley Hinson, ARYA, and Representative Marionette Miller-Meeks, ARYA, will report a record-breaking fundraising quarter after the Democrats' campaign arm targets their Iowa seats as an offensive opportunity. This comes after the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, announced their list of 22 seats they are looking to play offense on and pad their Democrat majority with more seats. Hinson and Miller-Meeks were both on their list. Hinson will report she has raised over $570,000 with more than $400,000 cash on hand in the first quarter of 2021, initially reported on Tuesday by the Iowa Field Report. Hinson also added more than 3,500 new donors. The amount raised is likely a record-breaking number for an Iowa congressional incumbent, said the Field Report. This will put Hinson in a solid position to fend off any Democrat challenger in the 2022 midterm. Tuesday, the Iowa Field Report also announced that the Miller-Meeks raised over $531,000 and will have more than $770,000 cash on hand in the first quarter of 2021. She received donations from 10,500 individual contributions. This will also put Miller-Meeks in a firm position to fend off a Democrat challenger in the 2022 midterm. The Iowa Field Report said this is a personal best for the Congresswoman. Miller-Meeks has been in Congress for 3 months and has already fended off attacks for her seat. Recently, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, tried to unseat Miller-Meeks. Rita Hart, Miller-Meeks' opponent in the 2020 general election, lost by 6 votes, then went to Washington in hopes of using a Democrat-run House of Representatives to overturn the state-certified election and seat herself. Hinson was on the front lines with her Iowa colleague, supporting her during Pelosi's partisan attempt to take the seat from Miller-Meeks. At a press conference in March, Hinson said, "We believe that firmly in Iowa. And that's why I'm here today supporting my friend and fellow Congresswoman Marionette Miller-Meeks." The Republicans' campaign arm, the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, conducted a poll to ask voters in battleground districts if they opposed the partisan attempt to overturn the state-certified Iowa 2nd congressional district election. 68% of voters said that they were against the move. The Republican Party of Iowa Communications Director Colin Crompton released a statement that the fundraising numbers show strength, enthusiasm and support of GOP incumbents right now. While the Biden administration is failing to keep our southern border secure and paying off their debts to the progressive wing of the Democrat Party, Republicans are creating a solid foundation for 2022. Crompton added, "We have the opportunity to take back the House and the Senate and put this country back on track."